Now, here's some irony for you. Boxing may have well have caused Muhammad Ali's Parkinson's disease, and it's to boxing that many experts are now turning to help those who suffer from Parkinson's. That's right. Boxing, of all things, is regarded as an aid to those who suffer from a disease that causes certain brain cells to die. These are the same cells that help control movement and coordination. The disease, as so many of us know, leads to shaking and trouble with walking and moving. With us today to talk about this connection between Parkinson's and boxing are Dr. Stanley Fisher. He's the co-director of the St. Luke's Miriam Block Neuroscience Institute. Dr. Fisher, welcome. So good to have you.
My pleasure.
Also here is Sarisa Curry. She's a boxing coach at Rock Steady Boxing in Kansas City. Sarisa, nice to have you too. Good morning.
Thank you.
Dr. Fisher, this is pretty counterintuitive, isn't it? I mean, Parkinson caused the great Ali's Parkinson, at least most people think so, and now it seems it's a big help to those who suffer from it. Help me here.
Well, first of all, I do not believe that Muhammad Ali's Parkinsonism was completely caused by boxing.
A factor, maybe.
Specifically being hit on the head, because that's a part of boxing that everybody thinks related. Indeed, there is such a disease as dementia pugilistica, specifically described for pugilists because of being repeatedly hit on the head. Most experts, who, and none of us, of course, was Muhammad's doctors, believe that Muhammad probably was developing early onset Parkinson's disease, and which brought some slowness and struggle that he had later in his career. Did being repeatedly hit on the head contributed to a progression? It is unclear. He was always responsive to medicine. His disease lasted more than 30 years. It was very slowly progressive. Hmm. All that is rather typical for idiopathic or round-of-the-mill Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. However, when we talk about boxing helping patients with Parkinson's move, we're not talking the component of being hit. We are talking about movement. And that complex movement that allows them to stay in the kind of shape while their brain loses a template of movement is probably the reason why boxing is so successful as the therapy in PD.
So, Sarisa, is the doctor right? I gather then your boxers who suffer from Parkinson's aren't knocking people out with uppercuts to the chin. Do I have that right?
You are right. It's a non-contact form of exercise, so they're not hitting anything with the exception of mitts or heavy bags on mm-hmm. occasion.
Non-contact, but still pretty intensive?
Absolutely. There's an element of forced exercise that is found to be successful when working with people with Parkinson's disease. It forces the brain to work in a different way than, say, walking or biking or doing something that's less intensive. So
when you say forced exercise, you're talking about what then? What kind of activities, what kind of exercises are your boxers undergoing when they're with you?
We do so many different varieties of movements. A forced exercise would be something that requires them to move in a way that they are not typically moving in their daily life. So that would be something like a jumping jack or side shuffles or moving forward and punching a heavy bag with a significant amount of force and effort, increasing their heart rate to the point where they're winded and they're breaking a sweat. Again, something they're not used to doing on a daily basis.
So you're working them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How many boxers are you working with right now who suffer from Parkinson's?
Everyone that I work with has Parkinson's disease. And at this point, we have about 68 boxers in our program.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wonderful. So everyone you work with has Parkinson's?
Yes. Rock Steady is a program that is designed for Parkinson's and Parkinsonisms. So everybody has a form of Parkinson's, which, if I'm right, there's about 40 different kinds that they can figure out at this point.
How did you get started working in a boxing club with folks who suffer from Parkinson's?
It was very random, I guess you could say.
I was going to say.
CBS Morning Show with Leslie Stahl, November of 2015, aired a program centered around her husband who has Parkinson's disease. And he had been doing Rock Steady Boxing and was finding these amazing improvements in his condition, so much so that she wanted to do a feature story on him and
right.
his success. And it hit the country like a firestorm because Parkinson's is such a hopeless disease in many ways. There's not a cure. It's degenerative in its nature.
So you just saw the program with Leslie Stahl, who's been on this show talking about this. You just saw that segment and thought, there's a place for me in that universe.
And actually, that's not even the case. I did not see the show.
Oh.
I was a boxing coach at Title Boxing and was there one afternoon, and a couple walked in, Steve and Jody Matthews, and Jody has Parkinson's disease, and they were bound and determined to find a place where they could do boxing because they had seen this program. There was nothing like it at all in the Kansas City area or anywhere nearby. And they said, we don't care. We'll come to Title Boxing. We'll do boxing. And I was like, okay, let's do this. Started working with her and about four other guys who had also come in looking for the same thing, and started to see changes. And it became something that consumed my mind of how can we help these people more? How can we do more things to improve their condition? And found out about Rocksteady certification, went and did that in April of this year, and it has taken on from there.
Oh, good for you. So the changes you see in these people are changes like what?
Well, Parkinson's has many symptoms. A tremor is one that most people are aware of. They see that. And in a matter of a couple weeks or a couple sessions of training, that tremor can be significantly reduced. In some cases, it can disappear altogether. Another is people will freeze or have shuffling feet. They don't walk big steps, and they can have freezing episodes where they can't move at all. And I have several boxers at this point who, for the past years, were walking with a cane or a walker because their freezes were so significant that they were fall risks. And they are no longer using those tools to walk. They can walk freely.
Yeah. Doctor, I gather you're all for this. This sounds like good stuff.
Absolutely. First of all, I would like to say that Parkinson is actually, in my opinion, a very hopeful disease.
Really?
Number one, it is the most treatable neurological condition. If you have a symptoms of Parkinson when you come to me, I always tell people, I have a bad news and I have a good news. And they say, well, what's the bad news? I said, well, the bad news, you have Parkinson's disease. I said, well, what's the good news? That, well, the good news, you have a Parkinson's disease. I said, how the same news can be both good and bad? Parkinson is the most treatable neurological condition. We manage Parkinson. Parkinson patients don't die early. And in about 80%, they live life with minimal destruction. And significant portion of that is due to exercise. Exercise of any sort is extremely important. But over the years working, I was a medical director at National Center for Human Performance, we noticed that specific type of exercise seems to be more helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Tango dancing, Tai Chi, and boxing seems to be the kind of exercise that produce that forced, unpredictable movement to keep a template of movement that is no longer active in their brain alive.
So it's not just boxing.
It's not just boxing. Mm-hmm. Those three specifically have been studying. And I tell you, dancing for Parkinson is also very, very active around the country. Tai Chi. But boxing also brings that work with the partner, which is so important. It is also cardiovascular, very intense. Range of motion movements are very specific. So boxing recently has been capturing more and more momentum. Hmm. But all three type of complex forced movement, working with the partner, within the group, are very helpful.
If you're just joining us this morning, you're listening to Up to Date. We're talking about the connection between Parkinson's and boxing and how boxing can actually help with the symptoms of Parkinson's. If you want to join our conversation, if boxing has improved your life with Parkinson's, we want to hear from you. 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888, or you can tweet us at KCUR Up to Date. So, Risa, I'm just guessing here that some of your clients, at least, were maybe a little hesitant to give boxing a try, or am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're right. There were several times when, you know, a wife or a family would bring their spouse in, or husband or wife the other way, and they were dragging their feet in more than one way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, their feet were stuck to the floor with their Parkinson's, but they also really had no desire to be there. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, over time, again, the camaraderie is a huge part of it. And knowing that every person in the room has the same disease that they have and is struggling with the same emotional, physical, mental parts of this disease, and they're all working together to fight it, it is such a drastic change in mood and ability that they rarely don't come back.
These sessions, Doctor, I gather you've witnessed them yourself. They're upbeat, fun to be there?
I haven't witnessed yet Cerisa's club, but mm-hmm. I witnessed previously while working in Houston and other areas. And indeed, working with the partner, being engaged in this complex movement, and you understand that exercise produces dopamine. Dopamine is what's missing in Parkinson. So if at 8 p.m. you go home and you're dragging your feet and you don't want to go to the gym, then you overcome yourself, go, and within 40 minutes you feel better. That's because you just produced dopamine. Mm-hmm. Now, you will crash in an hour and a half, but for that first 40 minutes. So all that generates a lot of strong feeling, strong emotional response. And those are very intense and very complex sessions.
Are people born with Parkinson's, Doctor, or do they acquire it somewhere along the way?
So I always, when people ask me this question all the time, so what causes Parkinson? And we don't really know. But here's my answer. Bad genes, bad luck, and wear and tear. So you probably, some patients born with truly genetic Parkinson, most have some gene that may predispose you. And then they've been hit on the head, they've been exposed to something, and then they just live long enough.
Hmm.
So you live long enough, you will start misfolding one of the proteins in the brain. Choose carefully which protein you misfold. You misfold alpha-synuclein, you may develop Parkinson. You misfold amyloid, here come Alzheimer's. You misfold tau, you may have chronic traumatic encephalopathy that people talk about, chronic concussions.
Mm-hmm.
So the longer you live, and the only risk factor that we know for sure is age. But by and large, Parkinson is not a genetic disease, even though we discover every day new gene that may increase your chances of developing Parkinson.
You know, I gather, Cerisa, that what you do is pretty darn gratifying. I can sort of see it as you talk about it. Am I right?
Absolutely. We change people's lives, not just one person's life.
Yeah.
Everybody who's there is a mother, a father, a daughter, a sister, a grandparent, and we're improving the quality of their life, which means that for a time, they have more of the person that they've known their whole life, as opposed to a person that, now has a disease that they don't understand and don't know how to control.
Where is Rocksteady Boxing?
Mm-hmm. Right now, we are located out of a gym that is called JQ's Fit 2. It's at Indian Creek Parkway in Roe. Within the next couple of weeks, we'll be moving into our own location in Ranch Mart at 95th and Mission.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm very excited for that move.
Our phone number here again, 816-235-2888. Let's go to some calls. And Maureen from Kansas City, Missouri. Maureen, good morning.
Good morning. My husband is participating in Cerisa's program, and it's a wonderful experience. I can't say enough good things about her. And what I find so wonderful is that he looks forward to going. He enjoys being there, and it's a very positive, happy atmosphere for both the people as well, people with Parkinson's, as well as the caregivers who are there.
Maureen, tell us a little more about the progress you've seen in your husband.
His big issue with balance, and he seems stronger when he's walking. When we first started 2.5 months ago, I had to be next to him almost all the time to make sure he didn't fall. And now I don't have to do that as much. He has a much better sense of balance.
Have you seen that in other patients, Cerisa?
Yeah, absolutely.
That rings a bell.
Maureen's, her husband's name is Ned, and I just get such a kick. She used to have to, literally walk him in the door to get him to a seat so he could sit down. Now she drops him off at the front door. She goes and parks. He walks himself in, goes and finds a seat. And she a lot of times has that time to rest and observe and participate if she chooses, instead of having to be there and having to be there with him, which she enjoys. So that's, that's a part of the program.
Maureen, I'm really glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you for having Cerisa. It's a wonderful program.
Great. Thanks. Do the folks wear boxing gloves?
Yes. Boxing is just a portion of the workout.
Mm-hmm.
They do many, many other exercises. But yes, they wear gloves. A lot of them wear hand wraps or gel wraps underneath. So when they get there, they walk in the door and they become a boxer. and it changes their whole personality.
They'll hit heavy bags and hit the speed bag and everything else.
Yeah. It's an intensive workout.
You know, doctor, how many Americans suffer from this disease and how many contract it each year?
So we believe that about 1 million Americans have Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
The problem is, of course, that idiopathic Parkinson's disease is only one condition that caused the syndrome of Parkinsonism that Sarissa has mentioned. There is other reasons to have symptoms of Parkinsonism. That's why it's so crucial, if you have those symptoms, to go see a movement disorder specialist, because there is other diseases that potentially can be treatable and need to be diagnosed early and treated appropriately. But as our population ages, we expect an epidemic of neurodegenerative disorders. As you know, there is no cure. You live with Parkinson and Alzheimer's for the rest of your life. So the numbers at some point will be overwhelming. We have to find a way for them to be independent and continue to live in a community. And exercise like boxing is one of the best ways.
And you'd recommend that someone who contracts Parkinson's to get involved with a program like this quickly? Does that help?
So I recommend for somebody who is developing, I'm not sure contracting is a I think developing symptoms of Parkinsonism, go and be evaluated. Get a diagnosis, start treatment, medical treatment, and then get into a program. I think it is a combination of an appropriate treatment, because we have a wonderful therapies and exercise program that is so crucial.
Let's go to some phone calls again. Cindy from Prairie Village. Cindy, you're on Up to Date. We're talking about Parkinson's and boxing. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm in the program and have found it incredibly motivating and positive, and Sarissa works our tails off, but at the end of the day, you're always glad you've been there.
She looks like she might work you pretty good. How has it helped you, Cindy?
It's just helped me with strength. I've got a Parkinsonism, not straightforward Parkinson's, and it's helped me with my strength and some with balance. So, but it's also helped with attitude and outlook.
Yeah.
The camaraderie in the class and the support among participants is amazing.
Oh, that's great.
And,
that's great.
It has helped a lot.
Cindy, I'm really glad you called. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to Bill from Lenexa. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, I've been in the Cerises program since December of last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great program. And one of the great things about it is the next day after exercise, you feel terrific. So I'll be seeing her this afternoon. I wish you all a great person.
Well, that's great. Thanks for calling, Bill. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
When was boxing first begun and first utilized to treat Parkinson's disease? How long has it been around?
The Rock City program originated in 2006 in Indianapolis. There was a prosecutor who was a young onset, really took the news of his diagnosis very hard, went to a very dark place, pretty much had given up the fact that, you know, his career was over, his life was over, all the plans that he had for his future were over. A friend of his was like, you know, come box with us. We're boxing in the basement of this guy's house. Come on over. It'll help you feel better. It'll get you something to think about other than this Parkinson's disease.
Right.
He started doing it and very quickly after realized that his symptoms were better. He was not tremoring as much. And from there, they kind of started a small group of people. That small group has grown into, I would gather to say, thousands of people, as well as over 100 affiliates throughout the country.
Oh, that's great. Brian from Kansas City, Missouri. Brian, you're on Up to Date.
Thank you. I'm actually in Sharice's class. I've been in it since not quite the beginning, but I've had Parkinson's for 6 years now. I'm 54 years old, and the workout she's putting us through is just tremendous, and you can tell. I personally see the progress that the other patients are making in this program, and we can't thank her enough for what she's doing for us.
Oh, that's great. You got some fans out there.
We do.
Not bad. Yeah. Can you envision a time when there is a cure for Parkinson's? Is that going to happen, doctor?
I am not sure. However, here's what I envision. Yeah. I envision that our treatments will get so good that we will be able to maintain patients with Parkinson for the duration of their life in a good shape, the same way we do with hypertension or high cholesterol.
Yeah.
Instead of being this progressive disease that everybody dreads, people say, okay, I got it. I'm going to live with it. I'm going to do well. It will not slow me down. I think this is much more likely than cure for progressive age-related neurodegenerative disorders are kind of difficult.
Okay. We're going to leave our conversation there. Dr. Stanley Fisher, co-director of St. Luke's Marion Block Neuroscience Institute, and Sarisa Curry, also here, boxing coach at Rock Steady Boxing in Kansas City. Thanks for the great conversation. Appreciate it very
much. Thank you very much.